Blog Talk Radio.
Wait, let me see that. Hello?
Check.
Hello. Hello.
Check.
I'm going to do it on something else because I couldn't hear. I got 2 minutes to fix this MacGyver this shit. Hold on, let me see here. Fuck. So that didn't work on that one. I think I got to do it on this one here. I got 1 minute. Let me see your shit. So that one didn't work. So let's see. All right, here we go. We're going to start the broadcast.
What's poppin'? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right? So
what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Carter? How you doing, big dog?
Man, we here again for another hour, guys. Y'all want to call in, y'all see the number. We post the number right there. 515-605-9373 is the number. Call in. Locario, why don't you tell them about yourself so we can go and get this joint rolling.
Yeah, what up, people? So, you know, you guys know, go to MrLocario.com so you could check out all of the cool stuff I got on there. Also, I just came out with the Truth About the Game seminar, so you guys can download that. Go to MrLocario.com, or you can join the Bad Boy Membership. Go to BadBoyMembership.com so you can watch the Truth About the Game seminar, right? So, you know, make sure you guys get up on that.
All right. Anything else going on with you, Mr. Man?
Yeah, just grinding, man. Just, you know, getting it in. What about you? What's going on?
Shit, man. Same thing, man. www.themanmindset.com, guys. We got a membership also that we have. We give y'all guys 4 hours. Y'all can check it out every month. Also, we'll be dropping some new stuff pretty soon. So, who's going first, Mr. Lucario?
You can go first.
All right.
You go first.
All right, let me go ahead and read this first one. It says, Steve, well, I'm going to turn this joint off. It says, Steve, I dated this girl for about 6 weeks, and she ended up basically saying she prefers to be the one to chase. And me coming on strongly pushed her away. Honestly, I don't think I came off too strong, but there are things that made me fall for her too fast, I admit. She said she liked me and she needed time for herself to think. I stupidly told her I was hurt by this. Come on, man. Stop laughing. You're going to make me laugh, man. I stupidly told her I was hurt by this and decided to give her the space and focus on myself and other women. After a week, she messaged me asking how I was doing. Part of me thinks it was just her being nice due to us not talking. I responded and we had a small chat and stuff, nothing serious. So I decided not to contact for a while, and I was thinking doing this so was recently. I was thinking about doing so recently as he was trying to start something with her. So it's been three weeks since our last contact, and she messaged me, asked me how I was doing. I wasn't sure how to reply, not knowing that I wanted to protect my self-worth and all this other stuff, which you haven't said. Okay. Anyway, she said, all right, this is the text message. She said, just real quick, she said, we should catch up sometime if you're keen. I don't even know what that fucking means. If you're keen, I don't know. Fuck. He said, I like to catch up with you. Let's drink. Let's grab a drink on Sunday. She did not respond to the invite, but later on that night, 11 o'clock, she messaged saying, hey, what are you up to? he said, I didn't know how to respond. I'm thinking a few things. Ignore her completely. Message her with a new date request, or message her saying that I'm not going to play games or be messed around with. Need some help.
Jeez. Oh, my God. This is
yeah, man.
Funny part.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Man, so first of all, he need to stop being so damn sensitive and you know, because the feminine energy is heavy on this one. It's heavy, okay? So he's talking about, oh, I don't want to get, you know, I'm scared of getting hurt, or I don't, you know, or he told her I felt hurt or some shit like that. And then he said he messaged her, and then he said that she messaged, did he say she messaged him at 11?
Yeah, well, okay, yeah. So the base is this. Fuck. All right, so she wanted space. He was all in his feelings. They separated for a little while. She hit him back, trying to catch up with him. He tried to hook up for dinner or a date to talk to her. She didn't respond back to him, but then she hit him back with a, what are you up to, avoiding the question.
Right. But and she hit him up at 11 o'clock at night?
but she was, yes.
Well, first of all, if the chick is hitting you up at 11 o'clock at night and he's saying he don't know what to do, you understand? Like, he should know what to do at that point. It's 11 o'clock at night. Tell her to bring her ass over. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm talking to you so we can get together right now because you called me at 11. So you come over to the crib so I can fuck the shit out of you. That's it. Like, I don't understand, like... See, he needs to stop with getting all in his feelings and just do what he needs to do with this.
Yeah,
chick.
Yeah.
And this is why the fact that she's on some, I feel like I need some space and all that other stuff. And she's telling him, look, I want to chase you. I want to desire you. You feel what I'm saying? But he's being extremely like sensitive, insecure. He's all on his feminine stuff. Excuse me. So I would say to him, listen, dude, man up. Tell this chick, yo, this is what we're going to do. This is when we're going to do it, and that's that. And if she ain't following what you're saying, then just kick that chick to the curb or put her on the back burner. That's it. Like, it's real simple. A lot of cats make the shit so complicated. It's like, yo, what do you want? Let the chick know what you and her going to do, and she follows. That's it. If she don't follow, you tell her to bounce. And that's it. It's really that simple. And also, you got to understand these signs, man. The chick calling you at 11 o'clock at night talking about what you're doing. We about to fuck. That's what I'm doing. You understand? So that's what you got to think about. But, Steve, what's your thoughts on that, man?
Man, I just there's a few things that are a problem here. When you tell her that you are hurt and that you in your feelings and emotions, you've already lost respect of that woman. A woman doesn't want to listen. If anyone wants to be emotional in this whole thing, it's the woman. She doesn't want to share an emotional roller coaster with a guy who's just as emotional as her. Number one. And then another problem I have, Ms. Lucario, is that you're thinking a few things instead of the thing you need to think about. What do you mean ignore her or message her with a new date request? You already, in your email, you already ignored her, you said. You stopped talking to her. You already messaged her with a request saying, let's get a drink Sunday. So you did those two things already. Why do those two things again? See, the thing is, Mr. Lucario, he knows what to do, but unfortunately, he doesn't have the balls to do that. You know what I mean? He knows that she avoided the question. Because if I ask a woman, let's get together, and then she doesn't even bring that up, and we talk again, and she tries, I'm done. We good. We good. Why aren't you talking to me? No, we good. Why aren't you talking? Because you bullshitting. I don't got time. Listen, I don't have time for the bullshit. And if you bullshit with me, goodbye. Period. That's it. But again, you can see that she was in control of this whole thing the whole time. He was playing the woman role. She was playing the man role. He was more emotional in his feelings, and she was being more logical with all this stuff. So, So, you know, it is what it is, man. So I think we got a call, man, to bring in. But, what can you do to that, man? So let's bring in a call. Guys, y'all want to call in? 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1, we'll bring you in. 214, did you have a question, sir?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning, Steve. Mr. Lucario. My question is, when you get a girl's number and, you know, you set up the date, or a hookup or whatever, doing before that date is set up, I remember, Steve, you said this once, I should already have a feel what's going to happen. Do I keep on sending texts to flirt so we can flirt before that date, so by the time I get there we're comfortable? That's part one to my question. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We both answer part one real quick, but I just want to say this, and I throw it to Lucario. You already lost. Why the fuck are you getting her number?
No, I'm sorry, not getting her number. You know what I mean? Let's just say she's. I'm your disciple, Steve.
I'm only going to take what you give me. You said you got her number.
I'm sorry, let me be more specific.
I
was just trying to be specific. All right, she got my number. We called, we conversate, and we, you know, and the thing I'm asking is, when we set up, when we're going to hook up, the day we're going to hook up, right? During that time, should I be texting or calling her to establish like a rapport, a flirting rapport? So by the time we meet, it's pretty much a done deal. Because I remember,
hey, what do you think? No, real quick, because got to ask Ms. Carr. I want him to answer. What do you think?
Pretty much, yes. I asked him my own question. Yes, I was calling y'all because y'all know y'all the experts. So pretty much, yes.
All right, go ahead, Lucario. What you got on that, man?
Right. Well, the thing with me, what I usually tell guys to do is not to do it, because most guys don't know how to flirt with the chick in that context, and usually dudes fuck it up. So I tell them just not do it. You know what I'm saying? I usually tell them to set the date, shut the fuck up, and then just confirm the date and confirm the date. You don't fuck up the situation, because what happens is some dudes, they'll try to text a girl and then they end up texting her too much, or they say something stupid, and then the girl is thinking, damn, I don't want to see this nigga because he's, you know, he's annoying or he said this or said that. So, but on the flip side, if you know what to do as far as flirting with her and you know, like, the things to say to keep the momentum up, then you could do that if you want. But the reason why I tell cats not to do it is because most dudes don't know how to do it, and I feel like it's something that a lot of guys would need to realistically be coached on, you know what I'm saying, before they even dive into that a lot of times, because you might, you know, mess it up. So that's where I'm with it on it, you know what I'm saying? But Steve, what's it?
You're absolutely right. All right, 214, what's your other question, because we got other calls. What's your other question real quick?
Yes, sir. And the last question being, let's just say I have a main girl, right? And I'm out here, and I'm still out here in the field. And I know, Steve, your principle is always be honest. Don't be like these other jerks that lie. And I believe that. I feel like that, too. So when will be the time to divulge that information? As soon as you meet the lady, hey, I got a woman at home, but I found you attractive. I want you. Or when she asks. Like you said, be a man, a stand-up guy. Don't lie. Don't manipulate. Don't, you know, like those other jerks that have to lie to get the petties. Like you said, it's only nothing but, you know, the goodies.
Well,
you don't have to lie about that.
That's kind of a hard question to answer, because if she notices that you're a man about your stuff, she's going to notice that, you know, women notice guys who get women. So that's going to probably be one of the first, if not the first or second questions she's going to ask if you have anybody. She might ask the question before you even get that out of your mouth. Now, if you're married and you got a wedding ring going, she's going to already know that you're married. She might look down and ask, are you married or something like that? So it's gonna come out very soon based off of your attitude, your behaviors, Licario, what you got on that real quick? And 773, we'll bring you in 1 second. What you got on that, Licario?
Yeah, I would say tell them as soon as you talk to them. So even if they don't say nothing, you tell them, because what you want is to make sure everything is stuff. You see what I mean? Because like Steve was saying, sometimes if you're married and you got a wedding ring on, so like for example myself, women will see that I got a wedding ring on. They'll point it out, and even them pointing it out is sort of interesting.
So just from the media, so as soon as you introduce yourself on the jump, hey, I got an old lady at home, but I think you're fine as one, and you know, blah 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 blah.
Thank y'all so much, man. I appreciate y'all. Like if you having just a regular conversation, you ain't gotta blurt it out like that.
But right.
Is that at the point where you're trying to really get with her and try to make something happen? That's when you gotta tell her. At that point, that's when you tell her. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get on this. 773 lines seem like they're blowing up. 773, do you have a question, sir? What's up?
Yeah, I have a question. Well, I'm a postal worker, and what I did was I went and got me a job at Burleson Coat Factory in April of this year, just to spot to get money for my business. So I've been at work for like a month. So I've been lift weights, and I look like I'm athletic and everything. So I flirt with the customers, and a lot of times the girls I work with be snitching on me and trying to get me in trouble. And I'm trying to figure out like, what am I doing wrong? Because I talk to them, but I keep it casual. I say, hey, how you doing? But majority of the time, the customers come flirt with me and all that. And I guess I mostly work with a lot of black women there, and they see the little Puerto Ricans, Asians, and white girls talking to me, and they be getting mad for no apparent reason. And I don't have no kids. I'm 29. I don't have no kids, and they be getting mad. I don't know if they get mad over there. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Licario, what you got on that, fam?
Well, I mean, the thing is, they just hating. They hating because, you know, chicks is talking to you. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and they trying to flirt with you, whatever. So they hating the fact that you got these other chicks, of course, from other races. Probably, you know, they trying to holler at you. What I would say is just don't pay it no mind, really. Because the thing is, at this point, it's not like if the customers aren't complaining, then you good. You feel what I'm saying? Because if anything, if your boss comes in and says something, or let's say one of the girls starts hating and says, oh, so-and-so is this and that, you tell your boss, hey, listen, I'm talking to these ladies, and, you know, I'm getting them to buy shit.
Yeah.
So he's not going to give a fuck. He's like, all right, cool, as long as they're buying shit. So other than that, just don't pay them chicks no mind. Let them hate. You feel what I mean? And then just, you know, just keep doing what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they be doing. That's what they be doing all the time, though. But it's cool.
Well, 773, this is what you need to do is you need to knock this ahead. Like Mr. Cario said, listen, go to your managers and let them know, look, I'm not, listen, I appreciate the job that y'all giving me. And what all I'm trying to do is sell merchandise. Unfortunately, while I'm working, women are coming up to me, talking to me, and sometimes doing a little bit of light flirting with me. But I keep my eye on the prize, and I'm just trying to help them if they need it. If they need to know where a certain item is, I show them where it's at. I'm trying to do everything I can to sell products. And if there's any, if you feel any problems that you're having, please let me know, and I will correct the, you know, I'll make some changes. But if you're doing it that way, that means you're playing more offense. See, that's what we always teach you. Be Thanos. Hey, Lakar, you saw the Avengers, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean. Hey, be more Thanos.
Yeah.
Don't be the Hulk.
Yeah.
Don't be a little bitch and coward and shit.
Yeah.
No, you take it. You take it that's in front of you, and you go ahead and handle it. Okay, man.
Yeah, that's what I got to do, because I've been working here just to get money for the business and everything. I'm like, damn, what are they snitching on me for? I don't be doing shit. I don't even be talking to them like that. I'm like, what would you do that? You're trying to risk this job. I'm just making money on the side.
All right, well, here you go. So you know what to do, man. So go ahead and take care of that shit, okay, big dog?
All right,
no doubt. Respect, man. All right, area code, let me see here. We got a few calls. Area code 979, are you listening or did you have a question?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Lucario and Steve.
Yes, sir.
What up?
How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. We good.
All right. I got a question. I want y'all to help me get this girl, man. There's this girl I really want to get, and I need a couple words of advice from y'all.
All right.
So I'm 19. I work as a bouncer at a bar, and there's this girl that's been coming up there for a couple weeks. And when she comes, we have a good time. We flirt. I'll even walk up and down the street with her. She'll give me shots and stuff like that. She's really good. I got her number. I got her Snap. And I'll be on there with Snapchat is.
Yeah, you killed me. I got her number, dog. But go ahead, man. Go ahead.
So we Snapchat back and forth and stuff like that. And the last time she came to the bar, we made an agreement to meet up on that Friday. Well, Friday came around, and we didn't end up meeting up. So she hits me
back
the next day. I don't know. I hit her up. She hit me up, but she really wasn't getting to the point of us getting together. So I was like, all right, I was with another girl anyway, so I was good. So I'm asking you. She hit me up the next day, but all she did was she hit me up on Snapchat and sent a little selfie of herself or whatever. And I didn't reply to that because I believe, like, if she flaked on our date, then I don't feel like I should really give her any more of my non-sexual attention until the next time I want to see her. So I'm saying,
you're the reason she flaked. You're the reason she flaked on the date. You're the reason. Look at what you told us. You look, it's the equivalent of you saying that you're hungry, and there's a hamburger right in front of you. And all you did was talk to the hamburger, walk the hamburger down the street, hang out with the hamburger, make little jokes with the hamburger, but yet you say you're hungry. And then all of a sudden, when the hamburger's gone, you're like, well, where'd the hamburger go? I was hungry. I wanted to eat it. See, that young man, and I'm so glad. I mean, have you seen Avengers? Have you seen the Avengers?
No, sir, I haven't seen it yet.
You need to go see it because, like I said before, you got two types of people. You got Thanos kind of guys like Lucario, and then you got guys like you like the Hulk. You waiting for life to happen to you. You say you like this woman, but yet your behaviors are going totally opposite of what you're saying. What do you mean you got her number? You're hanging out with her, and then you set something up, and then she flakes on you. What do you expect her to do? Do you guys understand that women have options? And you have a window, and if you don't take care of your shit and be more like Thanos and go after what you want without apologizing or compromising, you could have had her face in a pillow and her ass up in the air. But instead, you were beating around the bush, pussyfooting. I mean, my question is, if you liked her so much, why didn't you put your bid in?
I mean, I feel like since she didn't show up on a date, I obviously hit her up to to link up that day, and she didn't come through.
Sir, I asked you why didn't you put your bid in when you first met her. You're the reason why she flaked on you. I'm asking you why didn't you let her know what it was when you first met her instead of beating around the bush with her?
I mean, when I first met her, I told her that we were going to hang out, and I'm a sexual type of guy. I know how to get the sexual.
You are not a sexual
type.
Whoa! You're not a sexual type of guy. What is hanging out? Wait! What, playing footsies and taking bubble baths in class?
And maybe we're going to chill afterwards.
We would chill and do what? Hang out and do what?
All right. So you
hang out and look at the paint dry on the wall? You ain't even talking about sex. You ain't even specific because you, Licario, please take the wheel, sir. Go ahead, man.
The mistake was you didn't plan the date right. You didn't specifically say this is what we're gonna do this at this time. We're gonna make this happen. You got to be specific. You see what I'm saying? You didn't specific because you said, "Hey, we're gonna hang out or whatever," and then you said something like, "Well, she didn't get back to you about something." Well, what was she supposed to get back to you?
All right, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that you didn't really specifically say, because it sounded like you were just sort of up in the air with it. You was like, "Yeah, let's get together and chill," and then you expected her to sort of holler at you about that instead of.
I feel you.
Yo, listen. On Tuesday at 8 o'clock, we gonna meet here, and this is what we gonna do. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you have to ask because if there's no specifics. Because the thing is, she's waiting on you to get this to the specifics. But since you didn't get to the specifics, in her eyes, you weren't trying to do nothing. You see what I'm saying?
I want to ask him a question. Sir,
yes, sir.
You say you're real sexual, right? That means you be beating the pussy of him. You be beating the pussy, right?
Yeah.
And let me ask you a question. Hey, look. You beat it up so bad, and when you getting and licking that pussy, they toes curl like the Wicked Witch on the Wizard of Oz. You remember when the house landed on a bitch and her toes curled and shit? Her toes, right? I mean, that's how sexual you are, right? Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
You that good, right? And look,
yes, sir.
And you so good. You, yes, hey, let me, hey, I'm going to play a little clip. And you get phone calls
to
like
say
this, right?
Thank you for letting me have a couple of days to actually think about what freaking happened. The other night. Anyway, it was so funny how I had my whole mind made up on, like, when you leave your ass alone, I just felt like you was trouble. And it's so interesting how vibe is because I was right, you know? I ain't gonna lie, I do have questions. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn
person? Stop right there. So wait, let me ask you a question. So you get phone calls like that from women, am I correct? Those are phone calls you get, right? Right?
Not quite like that, sir.
Right, I know
but
you
I
don't, because you
they
lie.
Come
stop.
Back. They
I
come
stop.
Back and they want it.
Stop. You don't, listen, the reason I'm saying this shit, because anybody who gets calls like that, who makes a woman's toes curl and be tearing the pussy up, why would he ever ask for a woman's number when he know what he can do? Why would you even pump blood out of your heart to go into forming your muscles and say, "Let me get your number if you that sexual and you that cold." What you guys gotta understand, you guys, what you say and what you do, it doesn't line up. Y'all think y'all know how to tear pussy. How many pussies does a woman have, caller? How many pussies does a woman have?
Only got one.
Of course she does. And that's my whole point. And that is my whole fucking point. See, this is what I'm talking about. You guys don't know anything about women at all. That's why she flaked on you. Licario, what do you got on that, man?
Thing, I got to understand how women operate, how they think, and how they're going to respond to you. It's real simple. Like, if you don't know how women respond, that's when you're going to be making all these mistakes. So the thing is, women respond to leadership. You see what I'm saying? Women, women
yes, sir.
Need Don't ever expect a woman to plan shit and make the shit work out. You have to plan everything. You have to be the one. You're the orchestrator of the shit. You orchestrate the whole thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like when you what those what was it like the where is it the opera or whatever where you got the guy at the front with the two sticks and he has the and he's the orchestra's playing. You're the guy at the
conductor.
Front.
The conductor, I think.
You're that guy in the front with the two sticks. Okay, and then the musicians are the women. You feel what I'm saying? You have to lead.
Yes, sir.
You feel? That's what you got to do.
Yeah, and last thing, we got the calls. Don't ever again see a beautiful piece of ass and not put your bid in. Because
what do you mean? One more thing. What do you mean by put my bid in? Can you expand on that?
Letting her know what is. You're attractive. Mm. I want to get to know you better. I'm trying to get at that. I'm trying to hit that. I want to fuck. You need to say that. Get that out early on instead of, hey, how you doing? It's so great hanging out with you. We're the best of friends. What are you doing? What are you looking for in a girlfriend and a boy? All that silly shit. You need to be more man the fuck up, boss up, and let her know what the deal is. And the fact that she flaked on you was because you didn't know what you were doing. Remember that, okay? All right?
Yes, sir.
So we got to grab another call, but much love to you, young man. You know it's tough Tuesdays, so we got love for you. 315-351, we bring in 1 second. We got 203. Did you have a question, sir?
Hey, yo, what's good, yo?
What's up?
Hello? Hey, I got a quick question. I'm going to make this fast. Big fan of both of y'all, by the way. But this is girl at my job, right? I know what y'all say, don't fuck with girls at your job. And all that shit. I learned my lesson from a while ago. But there's a chick, she got a fat ass and everything like that. And we never really talk or anything much. But like sometimes we look at each other. And the other day I was just like in like the break room, and she came in and she just started talking to me. Like we never talked before. She just started talking to me and shit. But then she mentioned her boyfriend. You feel me?
Okay. What's your question, sir? What's your question?
I'm trying to figure out is like she was trying to throw like if she was trying to give me like because I'm terrible at reading shit. You feel me? I'm not sure if she just wants to be friends or what.
Mr. Cario, please go first. You got to take the good.
Well, listen, first of all, if a chick mentions her boyfriend, either because she's not into you and she wants you to know she has a boyfriend, so you don't try to really holler at her. Or two, she's letting you know she has a boyfriend because if you do want to holler at her, she wants you to know that she has a boyfriend. So that's the confusing part right there. Say it again.
That's the confusing part. That's the part that's confusing. I don't know like how she wants to take it like that.
Well, this is the thing. I usually say if a chick got a boyfriend, don't really fuck with her anyway. You understand what I'm saying? Like as soon as the chick says she got a boyfriend. Is done. We good. You understand what I'm saying? Because the reason why I say that, you don't know how much of a simp her boyfriend is. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And on top of that, you at work too, so that's a whole nother thing too. So you gotta, you know what I'm saying? So you're at work and she got a boyfriend, so that's two strikes. So you gotta maybe, you know what I'm saying? But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
All right, the 203. You ever played poker before? You ever played poker before?
Nothing, but I play Crazy Eights.
All right. Let's say Crazy Eights, okay? You play Crazy Eights. And you know if you have a good hand, you know you kind of chill, right? Because, you know, you don't want people seeing your hand, right? Right?
Yeah.
Oh. When you spoke to us just now, you showed me why you're going to have problems with women. What is her having a fat ass have to do with you getting that ass? Now, don't get me wrong, she should have a fat ass and she should look good. But the reason you said fat ass is that you're wearing your emotions on your shoulder. You're playing Crazy Eights with your cards facing the other direction. She can read you from a mile away. That's why she told you she had a boyfriend. Because she knew that you couldn't handle her. Listen. Understand this. And we tell you all the time. Women want certain type of individuals, okay? And when you act a certain way, because you came to us, you told us, hey, she got a fat ass. Now, look, when I talk to Lucario and shit, and we talk about women, we ain't talking about their ass because we already know she got a fat ass and nice, round, plump titties and dick-sucking lips. We don't have to tell each other that stuff. But the fact that you said it is showing me that you're caught up in her body, okay? You caught up in, like, damn, I'm trying to fuck. And, wait. Instead of you trying to fuck her, she should be wanting to fuck you. And the reason she doesn't want to fuck you because, number one, you can't read the signs, and you don't know what you're doing. Ms. Lucario, what you got on that, man?
Oh, wait. Can I say something real quick? Hello?
Yes.
All right, but the thing is, I never really was trying to approach a chick because she was already at my job. She was the one who came up to me and started talking and shit. Like, it's not like because I was like, or she's at my job and shit like that, so I wasn't trying to fuck her. She came up to me, and then when we left work, at the same time, I just went up to her and I said, hey, you seem pretty cool. You're about to get at me. I said, can I get your number?
No, wait. I'm sorry. Wait a second. No. Please continue. Give me a second. I gotta cue it up. But go ahead and tell us what happened. We're not gonna get on you. We want to hear you. Go ahead. We're listening.
All right. So we left work. Oh my god. We left work. We left work. And then I just rolled up to her and I said, yo, you seem kind of cool. I said, can I get your number? After everything. And then she's like, all right, cause my boyfriend's not around to hang out with me sometimes. So hit me up when you can.
So you
stopped
the story? Hello?
I've stopped the music. No.
So you left all of that out the story.
You left all that out. You left all that just coming out now.
All right. Yeah, my fault.
Oh, come on, man. Why don't you tell us about the goose that laid golden eggs next, motherfucker? Come on, man. Why don't you be real with us and stop lying, man?
No, I'm dead ass. I rolled up to her after we left work. And after we talked about the whole thing, she brought up her boyfriend. I wasn't too sure where she was coming from, so I rolled up to her to get, like, more ideas. Where she's at. So I asked her, do you want to hang out sometime? And she said, yeah, my boyfriend is not usually around to hang out. So just hit me up when you get the chance. So we exchanged numbers, and I left. Simple.
Wait. You just said you got her number. Now all of a sudden y'all exchange numbers?
I got her number. I got her number, and then I texted her, and then she texted me back to confirm names. You feel me?
No, but this is what I'm asking you, because you were saying you were confused as to if she's feeling you. Then you said she gave you the number.
Whoa.
So how are you confused? What are you confused about?
Because, like, I'm not sure if she wants to, like, if she just wants me to be a friend with her, or she's just looking for a friend, because I'm trying to fuck.
No, you're not. You're not trying to fuck. Let me tell you what you need to do, young man. You need to do... Now I know, Miss Carr, you work out. What exercise do you do to pump your shoulders up? Is that like pulling the bars down to get your shoulder?
What's it called?
And you lift them up. Okay.
Okay. All right, young man, I need you to get some barbells, and every day I want you to do at least give me 50 every day to get your shoulders strong. Because she's going to need a shoulder to cry on when she's complaining about fucking Lucario on the side to you. Because you're not trying to fuck her, man. Because if you were trying to fuck her, you would have cut through all the... Look, you're making all these excuses, man.
But wait a second.
All of a sudden got her phone number. You bossed up and you got her number. And you say y'all texted each other, right? You texted her, right? Right? Am I correct?
I just texted her my name. And she texted me her.
Okay. So, and when did you do this?
I think yesterday.
Okay, and you haven't said anything to her since then?
Now I'm planning on hitting her up like next week when I'm free.
And she hasn't said anything to you, has she?
She hasn't. She hasn't said anything to me.
Do you understand when a woman? Wait, does she have to be at work to talk to you now? She's got your number, right?
No. I'm just saying, yeah.
The car, I'll take the wheel, man. Go ahead.
Oh, man, listen. First of all, again, like, I need to tread lightly because she got a man, first of all. But if
exactly.
You still want to, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look. You should have told her. You should have told her to hit you up once you got the information. But you know you didn't do that or whatever. So now, since you got information, just hit her up and try to set something up if you're trying to see her. That's
all right.
It. Outside, you see what I'm saying?
I don't think she has a man, Licario. I don't think she has a man. I think she just told him she had a boyfriend to make sure he knows that he can't get it. I don't think
nah,
she has a boyfriend.
Like, can I tell you something real quick?
Yes.
The thing is, though, the way she brought up her boyfriend, it wasn't like, oh, I got a boyfriend to show me that, like, or you can't holler at me at all. The way she brought up her boyfriend, it was like it had to be brought up in the conversation.
Why?
You feel me?
What happened?
Do you understand, sir? Why do you think she brought up the boyfriend? Because your conversation was so dull and boring that she wanted to let you know that there's no chance I would suck his dick. Why do you think women bring up boyfriends or husbands or other men to let you know this is as far as you get? Because let me give you an example. If Miss Licario was talking to her, you know what she'd be talking about? She'll be talking about other things and other guys. She wouldn't even bring up another guy around Miss Licario.
You're right.
Because Miss Licario is going to be talking that yak to her. 203, how many pussies does a woman have?
Two.
Where are they at?
The mind and the vagina, nigga.
So which one do you think you were going after?
You see, but that's the thing, because...
answer the fucking question. Which one do you think you were going after? And I'm going to give you a clue because you called us and told us about her ass. So which one do you think you're going after?
The physical, not the mental. Okay.
There you go. Meaning you were playing your cards the other way. Meaning she's going to tell you she has a boyfriend because you're like every other thirsty-ass motherfucker out there that ain't cool about your shit. You know why Miss Licario's going to fuck her? Because he's like, you know what? There's nothing special about you until I say you're special.
I just didn't want to give her like that approach, like the straight up talk that yak to her approach, because one, we was in the middle of work. You feel me? There was mad people around. I don't want people in my business. One, so like I had to take it another way, like another route.
You said later on you talked to her and got her number. Did
you? Because that's
when
we left work. We were outside, like we were in the parking lot at that time.
Whoa! Hold on, Tonto. You said later on. When you had the opportunity outside the job, away from everybody else, but instead you did the hawk route and tried to beat around the bush. That's why.
You're right.
Of course I'm right, because you guys can't cheat the game. Stop trying to cheat this shit. Mario, what you got on that, man?
That's what I'm saying. Like, right at that point, that's when you should have made it happen. See, and also, too, This is what I'm noticing, right? What I'm noticing is that when you called us, your story was all over the place, right?
Yeah, because I'm kind of rushing. That's why.
No. But this is what I'm saying. So the same way your story is all over the place, that same energy is probably happening when you're talking to the girl. It's all over the place. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You see what I mean? This is what I'm saying. So you gotta keep this shit simple, man. Like, if you got her information, y'all exchange information, then you try to lead the situation to where you want it to go. You understand what I'm saying? Since you didn't tell her to call you, you hit her up and set something up. You see what I'm saying? That's it. Be like, yo, after work, tomorrow, whatever, let's go do this or do that. And then you will actually see if she's actually down to make something happen.
All right. Well, we got another call, 203. So just look.
I appreciate that, man.
Hey, 203. When she lay on your shoulder, make sure you rub her hair going front to back while she's complaining about other guy's dick she's sucking. All right, man. Let's get back at you. I got to fuck with you. That's Tough Tuesday. Fuck. 201 to 516. 201. What's your question, man? What's up, man?
201 or 210?
210. I'm sorry. 210, sir. What's up?
All right. It's a K back in 20, man. Can you hear me, Steve?
We both can hear you. What's up, man?
Okay. All right. Real quick, man. The last caller. I'm noticing on a lot of your email hours, y'all have a lot of dudes that try to fuck with chicks at work, and they try to fuck with chicks that claim they got boyfriends. I mean, I agree with both of y'all. The work thing is you need to avoid that at all costs. But if you run into a chick that got a man, I don't understand why these dudes want to take these chicks out. I don't get that. I don't get that. Well, you got a boyfriend, let me take you out. To me, that's just
sir. Sir. Wait. Who said if she got a boyfriend? Who said I'm taking her out?
No. The caller when he was talking about.
Oh.
He was talking about taking out. Oh. What I'm saying is, why would you do that if she got a man?
You don't take it. That's where you. Okay. What I show my guys is that look, because the thing is, some women will see. Women are going to test you, okay, to see which man you are. Some are going to say I'm married. Some are going to say I have boyfriends. Matter of fact, when a woman meets a guy like Mr. Lucario, I like using Lucario because that's my dog. Some women are not even going to – some women who have boyfriends and are married are not going to say anything. And the reason why is because she is so curious about who he is based off of his principles. So, listen. If a woman divulges information like I have a boyfriend, I have a husband, that means she's not trying to fuck you. That means what she's doing is trying to tell you this is as far as we can be, because she's using the boyfriend and the husband as a shield. But even if she runs into a Lucario, she's not going to mention husband or boyfriend or anything like that, because she's going to want to get her fucking freak on. Does that make any sense, big dog?
No, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Exactly. It's a shield to keep him from hitting on her. That's basically what that was.
Yeah. Did you have a question, though?
Okay. No, that was it. I'm going to chime in real quick.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, brother. We appreciate that, man. All right. Well, we'll throw you back, and much love to you, man. All right. Mr. Carr, let me see. 516. Did you have a question, sir?
Yeah. It's actually funny because, like, the guy just mentioned something about, like, not fucking with women at work. I guess I didn't catch that part, like, earlier on in the video, but I was just going to ask you, like, there's this woman, like, she's a cashier at the supermarket that I go to. I just noticed her, and I was thinking of, like, you know, going up and talking to her or whatever, you know, trying to put my bid in, and I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that, like, if that was a good idea or not, you know, because she's at work. I've been getting some signs from her too, though. Just so y'all know, like, just subtle signs.
Well, it's the thing, look, if she's at work, and you know, you go to the supermarket and buy some shit or whatever, go on the line, and then as she's ringing your shit up, be like, yo, listen, you know, you're kind of cute. What's your name? Oh, so also, listen, here's my card. You know, hit me up tomorrow. We should like get together, hang out. That's it. So all you do is just do it real quick. Give her your card, put your number on it. So that you're not really necessarily, because you can't really sit there and talk to her and holler at her while she's at work at that moment. So you just hit her up and real quick and say, yo, holler back at me. You understand? Here's my information. And that's that. You see what I'm saying?
That's funny, because that's exactly what I was thinking of doing. So y'all just confirmed that for me.
Yeah. Don't think. And look, and I'm making it even easier than what Mr. Cario said. Guess what? She's going to have her name on her shirt. So you don't even need to ask her name. Just greet her. Hey, how you doing, Lisa? How's your day, Tammy? How you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, my name is such and such. And, you know, hey, look, how's your day going? Blah, blah. If you want to say that, or you can just say, look, I know you're busy. I know you're working and everything. When you get a chance, give me a call. Give her your card and roll the fuck on, okay? That easy, brother.
Yeah, man. All right, man. Thank you.
Hey, look. He who waits masturbates. So don't keep looking. Look, if you keep looking at her and you don't do anything, you're going to become the creepy guy. So make
I'm being honest with you.
You're going to be like, well, hey, man, it's weird, motherfucker. Call the manager. He's looking at me weird again. He watching me again. Go after what you want, okay, young man? Be Thanos, okay? Did you see Avengers? Did you see the Avengers? Did you see the Avengers?
Not this weekend, man. Not yet.
Go
not
see yet. That shit so you understand. Don't be a bitch like the Hulk. Be Thanos, okay?
All right, man. Word up. Thanks a
lot. All right,
no
doubt. All right. One more, Lucario, and then I guess, damn, this is going fast. Erico 832, you're on, Mr. Lucario and Steve. What's up?
All right, what's good, guys? This is Miguel. So this past weekend, I was at a music festival, and I was with my roommate. And so, you know, we're doing the wingman gang. Cool, right? So we meet two girls. The girl that I was on, you know what I'm saying, her and I were vibing pretty hard. And then from there, you know, we kind of exchanged numbers and then part our ways, right? So after the festival, we go to a bar that's right across the street from the park, and we run into her and her friend again. And so at this point, you know, there's music, drinks are kind of flowing, and we're dancing. You know, everything's going well. But her and her homegirl had to leave, and we were planning on, you know, meeting up later on that night. But there was a moment where her homegirl's kind of just buried in her phone, kind of just, you know, in her own zone. And then me and the chick, you know, we're kind of like vibing hard, so. In that scenario, should I have tried to maybe dip with the chick? You know what I'm saying? Because the plan was to meet up with her later. But at the same time, you know, this is a girl who's only in town for the week. Maybe it's like Friday, right? And I don't necessarily live in that city where I live about an hour away from where that festival was and that city is at where, you know, we met. So in those situations, you know, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, you know, for example, I had, like, our truck where I could have taken this girl and made something happen. It wouldn't have been the best fuck, but I would have gotten the job done, right? Or should I have just kind of maybe kept the game where I currently have it at where, you know, I was planning on meeting up with her later. And the reason why we didn't meet up with her later was because, well, they got too drunk and they passed out at their own crib. And so now where I'm at with the now is that the girl let me know that she was going to be here till Friday. And it's Tuesday, and we texted yesterday. And so she said that she let me know when she'd have some free time or whatever to, you know, seal the deal. So I guess what I'm asking is, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so, all right. So the day that y'all were hanging out, you said she was all drunk and fucked up? Is that what you're saying, or was it her friends? Like, what happened with that?
Okay, yeah, so let me be a little more clear. So when we were hanging out, she was cool. You know, she was sober. You know, she was in her zone, like, she was cool, vibing, right? But what I was saying is that after we had parted ways for good after that bar, they were going to go home to change and then go out, right? And we had established that we would meet up at this other spot later on that night. So think whenever we were first hanging out, it was early evening, you know, like 7 o'clock-ish. And then we were planning to, like, meet up maybe, like, at 11 at a real spot. And so instead of making it to the real spot, they passed out, basically.
Okay. See, that's the thing. See, the thing that's tricky about those situations and
right.
just in general, whenever you're dealing with a girl, you want to strike while the pussy is hot, because whenever you part
yes.
from them, that's the end of it. You feel what I'm saying? In those
right,
situations,
right.
especially if you know what I mean? Because then they're going to be like, oh, I'm too tired, or we're going to do some other shit or whatever, whatever. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you could have made it happen at that moment before they left you and made some, you could have said to her, hey, you know, how about me and you hang out and they could go and do their own thing. You see what I'm saying? So you could have did some shit. Like that. You wouldn't want to try to make it happen at that moment. Now, so now you said that she's supposed to be, you're supposed to try to see her before Friday.
Right.
And did you speak to her? Did she call you? What happened?
Yeah, so no, like we were texting or whatever, and I was like, yo, I'm trying to finish what we started, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, yeah, like I go back to Atlanta on Friday. And I was like, cause I had through Wednesday out there. She was like, yeah, no, I can't do Wednesday. Well, I was like, I got Tuesday and Wednesday open. So you just let me know, you know what I'm saying, when you got some time or whatever. And that's kind of where we left it at. And she said, yeah, like, you know, she'll let me know. And, you know, the texting, it wasn't like dry. It was vibing as well. But at the same time, you know, like it still is what it is, right?
And so you hit her up on Sunday or something and asked her and told her to get back to you, and she didn't hit you up?
No, this was yesterday. I hit her up yesterday.
Okay. And you told her that you're free today and Wednesday?
Right.
Okay. Well, listen, man, this is the thing, yo. When the logistics is crazy, you see what I'm saying? Like
right.
This, it is all over the place. So the thing is, you know, you told her to hit you up. If, you know, if she does hit you up, then set that shit and make it happen. You know what I'm saying? If she don't hit you up, then it is what it is. You feel what I mean? You just charge it to the game. That's all you, that's
right,
what you
right,
really
right.
need to do. You know what I'm saying?
Not, for sure.
You don't really want to keep hitting her up, or you know what I'm saying? Because at that point, it don't make no sense. But if she wants to make it happen, she'll make it happen. But again, you know, sometimes these little situations where the logistics don't allow for you to make shit happen. Because if you know, she's with her friends and she had to go do her, you know, they did the other shit, and now you're trying to set something
right.
up. And if she's not, it is what it is. But Steve, what's your thoughts on all that?
Yeah,
shit?
And 351, we'll bring you in 1 second. Now here's the thing, 832. Everything Macario said is absolutely right, but here's my issue I have with you. The issue I have with you is you look, you got to understand sometimes you do things that you don't realize you're doing. And it's called, you know, subconsciously you're doing things. And the fact
sure.
that you were trying, you were, it seemed like you were pushing the issue to fuck real bad. Like you wanted to really, like you say, I want to get, if I just get in my truck, you know, I try to. And when you do that,
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying, they can read the signals. Let me give you an
sure.
example. Have you ever seen James Bond before? How he walking that,
yeah.
he just swabbly,
yeah.
like, hey,
yeah.
no, bitch, my name's Bond, James
yeah.
Bond. Right, smooth. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, but do you ever,
mm-hmm.
can you ever read James Bond? Can you ever look at James Bond and say, damn, excuse me, can the woman ever look at James Bond and say, yeah, bitch, I want to take you in the car and put your face in there and fuck the shit out? You know, she don't read that, right? She can't read that because he's taking pussy out of the whole equation because he knows he's going to get the pussy anyway. So why does he have to go
Steve,
for something?
That's exactly, Steve, that's exactly what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, what I'm explaining to you is, in that situation, do you, for example, I never presented the idea of the truck to her, but, you know, I'm analyzing the situation in hindsight, and in hindsight, you know, I did have the truck. So, but
no,
the plan
wait, sir,
was, like
sir,
I mentioned.
You know, we heard the plan. Listen, what you present to her is the opportunity
mm-hmm.
to spend some, like Lucario said, you present to her the opportunity to spend some quality time with you away
right.
from her friend. This is all you had to say is, look, okay, look, I want to spend some time with you. I know it's you got your girl around, and I know you got to leave on Friday. But look, let me know when you get an opportunity, because I know you're leaving on Friday. Because look, you're not that busy Thursday and Friday, because it's 24 hours, and I'm sure you have time to spend time with her. So you let her know, I want to spend some time with you, and then let it go from that point, and you let her go. Because the guy,
yeah,
she's going to sleep.
That's what I did. What I'm really asking is that, I guess my question is, and have you guys ever been in a situation where, you know, like Vicario mentioned, the logistics are just completely out of whack, you know, and in those situations, how do you handle it? You know, do you just try to make something happen out of nothing?
No, sir. The logistics are never out of whack when you're in control. Life happens. You got to be prepared
okay, right.
for everything. There are women that
right.
when I was working at Red Lobster in high school, there was a chick from Nassau, the Bahamas or whatever, in Nassau that came
yeah.
to my store that was only there for a fucking few days. I went over to the table. I talked to her parents, talked to her, and I pulled her to the side. And I found out what hotel she was at. I went to the hotel later on that night and got the pussy. It's that easy. Why? Because I'm letting her know who it is. I'm trying to have fun. But I'm not. I wasn't thirsty or anything. I'm not saying you were thirsty. I'm just saying you didn't. I don't. I feel like you didn't present yourself in a way to be like that smooth motherfucker. Be like, hey, if I get it, it's cool. If I don't, it's cool. But the bottom line is, I'm trying to spend some time with you, and you know what I mean. You see what I'm saying?
No. I know what the deal was. When we were in the club, when we're in the bar right after the festival, she was grinding on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was talking to her, and she was feeling it. She was really like with it.
When you say you was talking to her, what were you saying to her?
So I was saying to her like some smooth things in Spanish or whatever, because I'm
what
a black Colombian,
saying?
Right?
Tell us in English. What did you say to her?
So I was telling her that I wanted to take her home, and when she asked me to let her know like what the deal was.
And when you said that, what did she say?
She didn't really say anything. She was like, you could really tell that she was really turning up on it.
So was this drunk her or sober her? Was this when she was drunk or sober?
She wasn't fucked up, but she wasn't too sober. She was kind of like tipsy, kind of like, you know, like
so she was drunk. Now, ain't no in between. She was fucked up. See, that's y'all problem. See,
I'm telling you, she wasn't.
We got to grab another call. Listen, I'm telling you where you fucked up. Everything that you said to her when she was in between tipsy and fucking regular, you should have said that shit to her when she wasn't drinking at all, when she was in her right fucking mind. That's when you should have said that smooth shit you said. When you say that shit to them when they're drunk, they're not even thinking about that shit. You said it at the wrong time, sir. Does that make any sense?
That makes sense.
Okay, so we got to grab another call, but what I'm saying is this. Go one more Hail Mary. Send her a message. Hey, what's up, sexy? Just checking in to see if you got any free time. I got some extra time on Thursday. No later than Friday. Let me know what you want to do and leave that shit at that, okay?
Got it.
All right, big dog. Much love to you. Good luck to you. And if you're getting that ass, when you bend her over, just look over in the sky one time and say, this is for you, Mr. Licario, and smack that ass. All right, we got one more call, man, to grab real quick before we go. Eric code 3519, say da-da-da-da-da-da. What's up, man? What's your question?
My question is, I've been following you for a while, Steve, and I see that you put a lot of emphasis in getting out to a club and at night. But I just get bored when I go to clubs, you know. I like to meet women during the day. I've had my fun in clubs when I was a bit younger. But right now, I just get bored in clubs. And do you think it's extremely important to go to clubs and to discos and that kind of things?
All right, real quick, Mr. Carr, I'll give you the floor on that one, sir, real quick.
Yeah, well, you don't have to go to clubs. I don't go to clubs. You know what I'm saying? You can meet women anywhere.
I prefer meeting them during the day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So don't worry about having to meet a woman at a club. You could, women are everywhere. So don't think you need to go to a club to meet women. You could meet chicks anywhere. They're all over the place. So you just need to make sure that you are assertive enough to be able to meet them in these other situations. You see what I'm saying? But Steve, what's your thoughts?
Mr. Licario is absolutely right. But listen to me, 351. The reason why I would say guys like you and everybody else, listen, Mr. Licario gets a free pass. He's the bad boy, the gay dating game. He don't have to do that shit. But for you guys out there, the reason you need to be in the club is because that's where all the animals congregate. That's where the antelope, the deer, the little chickens and all the little animals that you should be hunting, they all come together in a place where you don't necessarily have to go out looking for them because they're there in a building waiting to get snatched up by a predator. not like a weird predator type thing. I'm just saying. But what I'm saying is this, big guy, it shouldn't be boring because you don't know what kind of woman is in there, and that's the fun thing about it. It's the challenge of going in. Look, we used to go and pick up women. Look, it got so easy for us when we were at clubs picking up women that we had to play the rejection game. Picking up women was so easy. We were like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's see who gets turned down the most. Let's have some fun. Let's see who can go in the club and get shot down. And the winner's got to go to IHOP or Denny's and buy breakfast for everybody. You know, that's the kind of shit we were doing, because walking up to these women and talking to them is like a light switch. It was easy. We challenged ourselves. And what I'm saying to you is this. I know to you it's something that you don't want to do, but what it gives you a chance is to meet different types of women, because you get a chance to meet acoustic type women, alternative type women, blues type women, country, electronica, hip hop, jazz, Latin, rock, pop, urban, and world type women. They're all in one building, and it gives you opportunity to see what you can do. How many you can yank out that club? It's just for fun. You don't have to listen. You can go listen. I just want you out the house. And if Saturday night comes, you get out the house, go to the club, pull as many women as you want, and throw them bitches back in the floor of the river if you want to. But I need you out of the house. That's why I say get out and go to the clubs at night, or go somewhere to a party or a gathering. But don't be at home with your dick in your hand watching TV on a Friday or Saturday night. Mr. Lucario?
Nah, real talk, man. Real talk. So, you know, as long as you get out there and, you know, talk to women everywhere, I say the world is your club. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
That's the shit. You know what I mean? But, yeah, so just you know, don't worry too much about that. Go, you just go, do. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, and 351, start going to the clubs you never thought. What kind of music do you listen to?
I like rock music and blues.
Well, then challenge yourself. Go to a electronica type club where they play techno, trip hop, big beats, acid. No, I'm serious. Go to a hip hop club. Go to a country and western club. Go to a classical club. Go to an alternative club. See, what you don't understand is the thing they all have in common is they got badass bitches in there. You got the reason you're tired is because you're going to the same club over and over again. If you want to challenge yourself, go to the places that you've never been before. Go in those ecosystems and see what the fuck you do.
But don't you think – I think I'll get bored. Maybe I'm wrong. If I go to an electronic club, you know, because I don't drink alcohol and I just don't, I can't stand the music.
Wait.
I like the girls.
Number one, I don't drink alcohol. And number two, what does the music have to do with anything? Am I telling you to go there for the music? Mr. Carter,
no.
Okay. I'm sorry. I could have swore I said the bitches are going to be in there. I don't give a fuck about. I don't give a hey, howling, rounding down, singling, and sit your girl and put her down. I don't give a fuck if they doing that shit. If I see a bad bitch, I'ma mostly dope my ass over there and talk to her ass. I don't give a fuck about the music, Lucario.
Oh shit! Yeah, just go out there, man. Go out there. That's it. Just go out there and just see your situation around, man. I tell guys all the time, yo, like, it's so much abundance out there that it don't even matter where you're doing it and what's going on in those situations, because there's always going to be chicks around. You can't get away from it. You see what I'm saying? So, you know.
All right, well, we gotta wrap it up, 351, but thanks, man, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Lucario, go ahead and tell them how they can get to you and all your information real quick, fam.
All right, so guys, make sure you hit me up at MrLucario.com or go to badboymembership.com, where you join the Bad Boy membership, where you get 45 through 90 minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Also, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at real Mr. Lucario. All right, so that's it.
All right, and I just want to say thank you to Ms. Lucario. And tonight we're doing a show at 7 p.m. East, and we're talking about how to set up your lair, not your crib, but your lair. Because every one of you motherfuckers should have a spot where y'all should be I'm not going to get it. And look, we're going to be talking about setting up your lair. There's a lot of y'all don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about, but we're going to talk to you about that. If you got more than 4 or 5 friends, you should have a lair. And we're going to be talking about setting up your lair tonight, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to say thank you very much. We're going to see you next Tuesday, same time. Check us out. If y'all got any questions, go to the badboymembership.com. Am I correct, Mr. Lucario?
Badboymembership.com. Make sure you guys get up on that.
Yes, go to badboymembership.com and get in touch with Mr. Lucario. Or you can go to themanmindset.com and get in touch with me. We will talk to y'all on Tuesday, next Tuesday. I'll see the rest of y'all tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mr. Lucario, tell him we out, sir.
All right, we out, people.
We out, man. Be good, man. Peace.
Peace.